If you are ready to unlock success in the restaurant industry as a manager by mastering the art of clear and concise leadership, then this episode is for you. Today, we'll explore what it means to be a clear and concise leader, understand how it translates to the restaurant setting, and provide 5 actionable tips to help you become a more effective leader. Welcome to the No Hesitations Podcast, the show where restaurant leaders learn tools, tactics, and habits from the world's greatest operators. I am your host, Kristen Marvin, with Solutions by Kristen. I've spent the last 2 decades in the restaurant industry and now partner with restaurant owners to develop their leaders and scale their businesses without wasting time and energy so they can achieve work-life balance and make more money. This podcast is sponsored by Schedulefly. Schedulefly provides a simple, web-based and app-based restaurant employee scheduling software backed by legendary customer service. If you are using pen, paper, Excel, or fancy scheduling software with tons of bells and whistles that you don't use, Schedulefly is perfect for your business. When I was a regional manager handling 7 locations, Schedulefly was our go-to for scheduling. It's hands down the easiest platform that I've ever worked with. And their employee scheduling tool is awesome for shooting out mass messages about crucial restaurant updates. Visit schedulefly.com and mention the No Hesitations Podcast to learn more and get 10% off. I hope you enjoy this episode. I've been working with a client on their goal of how to show up as a more clear and concise restaurant leader in order to both manage up and be able to manage their team more effectively. In our journey, we've been able to uncover some roadblocks that have been getting in the way of them being able to communicate the way that they want to. And we've been able to strategize and create plans around current crucial conversations that really need to take place and that are standing in the way of the business being as successful as it could. So in this episode, I wanted to explore with you today what it really means to be a clear and concise leader, how it translates to the restaurant setting, and provide 5 actionable tips that will help you to become more of a clear and concise and therefore effective leader. I'm also going to share a couple of resources with you at the end of the episode that I found to be beneficial over my years in the restaurant industry. So first, let's define what a clear and concise leader looks like. A clear and concise leader is really someone who communicates with transparency, with precision, and with purpose. In the context of a restaurant manager, this really means being able to convey expectations, instructions, and feedback in a straightforward manner, which fosters a positive and efficient work environment. What being a clear and concise leader sounds like in a restaurant setting is this really can be identified as their ability to articulate expectations, delegate tasks, and provide constructive feedback in a manner that is easily understood by the team. Effective communication ensures that everyone is on the same page, which leads to increased productivity, improved morale, and a more cohesive work environment. Some tips that I would recommend for becoming more of a clear and concise leader are: 1, establishing clear expectations. Clearly communicate your expectations to the team. Outline specific goals, standards, and responsibilities, ensuring that everyone really understands their role in achieving success. Make sure that you use straightforward language to avoid ambiguity. And one thing I would really love to add to this is when you are getting ready to have a conversation with a team, a teammate, or your entire team, spend some time really thinking about what you want out of that conversation. Make some notes, plan that speech in the mirror, and make sure that you show up really, really well prepared and confident for that conversation. The second tip I'll offer is active listening. Active listening, actively listening to your team's concerns, feedback, and suggestions is absolutely vital for success. This not only demonstrates respect, but it also allows you to address issues properly and really make informed decisions. Encourage open communication and create culture where everyone feels heard. Actively listening really is about just simply listening. Leave your agenda out the window. Really try to be clear of distractions that are going on. You know, don't put yourself in a position where you're just listening to someone and you're immediately trying to think about a solution or you're thinking about what you're going to say next. Just listen to what they're saying and let it soak in. The third tip I'll offer is provide constructive feedback. When providing feedback, make sure you're really specific, constructive, and very timely. Highlight both the strengths and the areas of improvement. Avoid being vague or overly critical and really focus on actionable steps for growth. This approach really fosters a culture of continuous improvement. Again, a really great tip here is to plan, prepare for the conversation. Make sure you could even run this conversation by somebody else and say, does this sound clear to you? Does this sound like it's specific, that there's actionable items to follow? That will help you prepare for the conversation. Hello to all of you amazing leaders in the restaurant world. Before we dive back into today's episode, I want to take a moment and let you know about one of the incredible ways that you can further your team's leadership development. If you've been listening to the show, you've already experienced the passion I have for enhancing leadership skills. Did you know that I also offer exclusive leadership workshops tailored for restaurant management teams? These sessions focus on strengthening leadership abilities, fostering effective communication, crafting a unique leadership style, and developing robust business strategies and visions for the future. If you or anyone you know in the restaurant industry is looking to treat their team to a customized, multi-day leadership training that will improve every aspect of their business, please reach out to me at kristenlmarvin@gmail.com. Thanks a million for being awesome listeners. The fourth tip I'll offer is to master the art of delegation. Delegate tasks effectively by assigning responsibilities based on the team member's strengths and their expertise. Clearly communicate the expectations, make sure that you include deadlines, and also tell them what you want the desired outcome to be, right? If you create a vision for them of what success is going to look like when you delegate something, they're going to clearly understand what success looks like and then be able to create a path in order to achieve that success. Empower them to take ownership of their role and promote a sense of accountability with them as well. Let them know that you trust them and that you are excited to see where they're going to go with this delegated task. And importantly as well, make sure that you're explaining the why behind what you're asking of them. This is a really strong way to ensure that the team is bought into what you're asking. The fifth tip is lead by example. So demonstrate the behavior and the work ethic that you really expect from the team. A clear and concise leader sets the standard throughout their actions, not just their words. By modeling professionalism, dedication, and a positive attitude, you can really inspire your team to follow suit. Some additional resources around this that I would provide for you would be one, a couple books, 1 Minute Manager, just a go-to oldie but goodie by Kenneth Blanchard and Spencer Johnson. Also, Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek is a really great read. And it works across, you know, wonderful, like many, many, many different industries. The second resource I would offer is working with a coach. A coach can really help you enhance your self-awareness. Sometimes coaches just need to simply hold up a mirror for people and repeat back to them exactly what they're communicating and help them understand how they're showing up. And then again, really create a strong game plan to understand what clear and communicate, what clear and concise communication looks like, and then help clear those roadblocks out of the way. You know, working with my clients, we've done this quite a bit and really have been able to clearly identify some of these roadblocks and challenges that are not just about how do I say what I want to say, but we've run into things on a deeper level where there's some relationship issues or some tension or some lack of self-awareness on some of the team members' parts too that need to be clearly communicated before that leader can have the conversation that they really want to have and need to have. The third resource I would offer is networking events. Attending industry conferences, seminars, networking groups to connect with experienced leaders, share some insights, and learn from successful professionals in the field. I always love even watching TED Talks and Masterclass. I love watching people's communication style, understanding how they're preparing, how they're clearly communicating, what the how they're getting their message across. I really take a lot of value from that. But I think also, you know, industry groups like Eat Denver, restaurant associations, any panels that you can attend will really help you understand how to communicate and also maybe how not to communicate. If you find yourself listening to someone and you're getting lost in the messaging or they're long-winded, I think you can learn lessons from that as well. So to wrap this up, really becoming a clear and concise leader in the restaurant business is such a journey of continuous improvement. Communication is just one of the most challenging and important leadership skills out there. By establishing clear expectations, actively listening, providing constructive feedback, mastering delegation, and leading by example, you'll create a positive and effective work environment that not only benefits your team, but also helps you achieve your goals as a restaurant leader. Invest in your leadership skills, embrace learning opportunities, and really strive for excellence in every aspect of your role. I'm going to challenge you to really get out of your comfort zone and get uncomfortable because this is where growth happens. I'm going to challenge you by asking you, if you're curious about this subject and think that you've got some room and opportunity to grow as a clear and concise leader, to ask someone on your leadership team how you can show up and be more of a clear and concise leader. And I'm going to ask you to just listen. Just listen to what they say. Don't respond. Don't offer any rebuttals or anything like that. Just simply thank them for sharing that. And I would recommend that you go home, you write that down somewhere so that you don't forget. Just sleep on it. Don't stress out about it. Get up the next day and just spend some time with those notes and really let it sink in. From there, once you have that feedback, you can kind of create to start a vision for yourself of how you want to show up, what you want your communication style to be, and then create a path from there on how you can develop that leadership skill. So I hope this episode was valuable for you. Again, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. For more leadership tips, subscribe to my weekly newsletter at kristenmarvin.com/blog. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.